The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Okay, everybody, we're back. Alan Ellis here, more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we have a new weather service, so if the weather sounds like we're a little bit behind, we are, because they don't send the new weather for today until somewhere midway through this hour, so that'll be updated, and then you'll know for sure. But if you have any questions, of course, there's lots of ways to get your weather. I will tell you that today it's going to be in the high 70s, low 80s with thunderstorms throughout the day. Mixed storms just about everywhere. So just prepare accordingly. In other words, nothing new. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Beautiful. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. We had an eventful time in that tournament up at the Susquehanna, and my daughter ended up taking the Calcutta for snakehead.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. But, Alan, we touched on a subject I found interesting, talking about the, I've probably brought it up maybe too many times, the Young of the Year Index, but you made a point about migratory fish rock on the topic of rockfish entering the Chesapeake. A lot of the fish we're catching now up in the Susquehanna, I'll tell you, these fish are Susquehanna, Conowinga Dam, all the way down, well into the flats and beyond.
Yeah.
I don't follow any catch reports or anything other than...
Right.
My own and friends, but a lot of the fish are of the beautiful color of what is coming out of the ocean with the sea lice, and I guess what I'm boiling down to is how is the department now generating their I know they do a net survey, and is I don't want to use the word again, but the AI, is that involved? Do you think that's involved in any of this process of putting numbers together?
Computer generated projections involved in all of it. I mean, every wildlife and fisheries department that I know of is using a model of some kind. You know, that's become the way of the world. We have this number from this location and this number from that location, and you know, these are hard numbers, but then our projections are going to be ABC. So the actual numbers are what's put up, you know, as far as this is what we find, but you know, there's no way that you can count, you know, 350 million crabs or predict that there's, you know, X number of spawn other than extrapolating the numbers, you know, by computer somehow. I don't know if it's AI. I don't know if it's exactly artificial intelligence. And if that's right. figured into it, it would not surprise me. I will say that. That technology is relatively new. But, I mean, we've been projecting numbers of fish and wildlife forever.
With the fish, I guess my concern is the numbers, they say the biomass of rockfish is down with the their reports, but why am I being, I mean, I'm already half, almost halfway done my quota.
Yeah.
For rockfish. Yep. And I've talked to other guys running pound nets and everything. We flooded the market, unfortunately. But is it just a seasonal thing that I'm seeing right now?
Yes.
I really don't know how the rest of, I can't predict the rest of the season. But all I can say is there's plenty of fish around. Of all the year classes they talk of that are in jeopardy or didn't do well, but I don't know. It's you know, we got had our quotas cut, and I'm all good with that. You know, the wreck is down to one fish. But all I can say is to me the fishery looks very healthy, and I hope it continues that way. I mean, I when I talked to your Uncle Dale the other day at the gathering, I felt so much better talking to a human than, his work and analyzing things. Alan, I'll always be old school with
sure.
With hunting and fishing and whatnot, but I find being participating in the commercial end of things, I always find it I always like to hear from the person or the fisherman, fisherwoman of how they're doing or what they're doing are they having a good day and all that stuff means
right.
a whole lot more to me than something I
sure.
And, some of these generated reports or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, they always come with a conditional statement at the end. Results may be different because of environmental conditions. And the biggest one of those is the influx of influx of fresh water. You get a storm surge right before they do the survey. They're not going to stay there, for 3 weeks before everything gets back to normal. They're going to do their survey and then they're going to go, okay, this is what we got.
Right.
It's not like they're going to go, oh, well, we need to wait for ideal conditions to do the survey. They do them no matter what. And, if we've had this wet spring, if you've had that and your water levels are high, they're taking their surveys and that they get the results from that, and there's
right.
other factors
yeah.
too, water temperature and everything else can affect all this. So,
you got to
take your best educated guess.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you on the fishing report end of things, there's the Susquehanna, all the way to Conowinga Dam, there's the small white perch and gudgeons and some of the other bait fish are prolific in that river right now, and the fishery there is the best I've seen in many, 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 many years.
What are you calling a gudgeon? What are you calling a gudgeon?
Those little I think another name is like a mill roach or something like that.
Oh, okay.
The guys, they dip them, they catch them, and they use them for smallmouth fishing right in the mouths of some of the creeks and below the dam, Octoroar, Deer Creek.
Okay.
There may be another name for them. They're like an oversized minnow, like a dace or something like that.
Okay.
But regardless of
probably a spot tail is what I'm thinking, but okay.
Well, it's just like a crappie. How many different names? But regardless, there's a lot of white perch in the river right now, and
yeah,
the that lure that Kale was were duplicating, white because of
yeah.
white perch. But,
yeah, that paddle tail. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are live lining. I've even talked to guys that are. Eeling up right out of Port Deposit. And stuff.
Wow, that's crazy.
I've never heard of that.
That's cool.
But It's good. Just I'm happy to see everybody having a successful spring right now. And
exactly.
As long as we got this consistent water flow, that the fish will hold in that river. It's amazing how water flow. You know, and unfortunately, it's all man-made.
Yeah.
Winga Dam, but
I was up there the other day. I went across the dam. And one thing I did see was a beautiful golden eagle overhead, but they had all those gates on the north side were closed, and they only had four from like scattered from the middle to the south side. There were only four gates open, and I was looking. They were taking the trash out from behind the dam, and I'm thinking there's got to be a better way to do what they're doing, okay? You got to be able to gather up that stuff from the water. They had a machine there, and they were picking up that, you know, the trees come down there, and they pick the big trees up, and they have two dumpsters sitting right there on the south side of the Route 1. Right there at the end of the bridge.
Yeah.
They have two dumpsters sitting there, and they're picking stuff up They're picking stuff up and putting it in the dumpsters, okay, the big pieces. But there's got to be a better way to collect that stuff off the water. There's got to be an on-water way of doing that, whether it's, you know, get in there with a bucket with holes in it and dump all that stuff on a barge and haul it away. There's got to be a better way than doing what they're doing.
Being up there all the time, that's the way they have been doing it for years. I'm going to send you a video when I get off the air with you. I was actually there. They purged a floodgate next to the large units and were allowing debris to come through like that too, Alan, which is they don't really I don't think it's kind of unheard, but that's another way they I guess that maybe it's the smaller debris or the stuff that they can't get to with their crane. I do not.
That's very possible. Very possible.
The problem was they opened to purge the gate and there was no sirens or lights of a warning of a additional water flow, which they're
so all that trash got dumped into the river and guys are in their boats downstream. Great,
well,
thanks for the warning. Right?
I was there. If you saw a single boat with two rods bent, that was us. But we had quite a bite up there. But they were dumping, releasing smaller debris through that flood unit. This would have been Thursday, and I was a little bit amazed that they didn't have the lights and the sirens on, because it's required, you know, to warn fishermen that, you know, of rising water levels.
Right.
So, but regardless, it's a pretty fantastic year right now up there. And
okay.
You know, I'll leave it at that, and I hope everybody is having a good fishing season.
Good, good. I'll probably call you today or tomorrow if that's okay. My week is pretty open this week.
Oh, good.
If your invitation's still open.
It is. The guy that's been fishing with me, his arm's so short, he doesn't want to go fishing with me anymore.
Oh, well, that's a bad problem to have. I mean, a good problem to have.
It'll probably be the three of us, but we have so much fun fishing together. He says, well, can't you take me to another spot where there's less fish?
Because no, no.
You know?
All right.
That's all good.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll be in touch.
All right. See you, bud.
Thanks, Lee. Bye-bye. All right. There we go. We have a couple callers on the line. Ed and Joe, please hang on. We've got to do a little business for the store here, and then we'll be right to you. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. If you want to get into some fishing, well, the place to get there is Clyde Sports Shop. Rods and reels and fishing tackle all over the place. They can put new line on your reels and give you some suggestions on what pound test, whether you use monofilament or whether you use braid or like to use braid. They've got the Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick. They've got the Fluger rods and reels. I do like that President series of reels. And as far as spinning reels are concerned, Penn, they've got plenty of those in the Battle 3 series. Kids fishing combos and everything you need for crabbing. Oh, don't forget the beautiful selection of St. Croix fishing rods. Crabbing supplies include open top traps, trot lines, trot line parts, bait bags, gloves, nets, measures, steam pots, their own brand of seasoning for those steam crabs, and all the lures, all the hooks and terminal tackle and rockfish stuff, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, parachutes, any type of fishing, perch, trout, bass, panfish, snakehead. They got a big selection of frogs for snakeheads. Clyde's Sport Shop. They've got it all. If you're on the water, why not stop by? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. ClydesSportShop.com. ClydesSportShop.com is the website. Clyde's has been around since 1957 and opens 7 days a week. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Head down to the Eastern Shore. Well, if you could cross the bridge, watch those exit numbers and make sure you get off at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue. You're going to go past Backyard Billy's, and if you're getting to that exit, look on your right if you're coming from the bridge to the shore this weekend or whenever, and you'll see that fantastic selection of outdoor stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard. You'll see the sheds. You'll see the greenhouses. You'll see the gym sets. You'll see the pergolas. You'll see the gazebos. You'll see all that stuff, the chicken coops, the dog kennels. It's all laid out in the backyard and Backyard Billy's. All those Adirondack chairs are set up out there. Well, that's just the backyard. You need to get off the exit, drive off the exit to the right, take the next right on Drummer Drive, go park, and then go look through that giant showroom with the barbecue grills, the Traeger, the Big Green Egg, the Kamado Joe, the Memphis. You can go into that Hearth America department and see all the things I've been talking about, the fireplace inserts, the freestanding wooden pellet stoves. That's on the left side. That's on the hearth side. You go to the right side, a giant selection of furniture for your patio or for your beach house or for your deck. You have got to see some of this beautiful casual furnishings and furniture at Backyard Billy's. Why not stop by? Make it a day trip. You're going to need a couple hours to go through everything. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, as I mentioned, exit 44B. Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Backyard Billies. Making backyards fun again. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took my safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right. Reminds me, why don't we get some music suggestions from our listeners? Just email them to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We got one the other day from my buddy Dave in North Carolina, Buck on the Wall. So we might have to bring that one in, and there's some other stuff we can do. But right now we got to talk to Ed in Edgewood and Joe in Baltimore. Thanks for hanging on, Ed. I'm sorry about the long wait.
Oh, I'm a fisherman. I got patience. I'm excited, and I'm really thankful you took my call. All right,
yes, sir.
Born and raised in Baltimore City. All right, I was born in '65. I remember when I was very, very young, we would go through the Inner Harbor, and dude, you wound your windows up before you got there, and you let them back down when you got out of the other side. The harbor was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Back then. Yeah, there was a fish markets, but there were a lot. I mean, you had Allied Chemical right there. It was a horrible mess. I remember ships coming in and making a U-turn, and the water would turn black, and everybody would just run away from the stench. Okay. You had to live it. Okay. Well, in the many years that I've lived and grew up in Baltimore, I saw many changes. When they put the ban on rockfish, let me tell you something. The rockfish rule right now. All right?
Yeah.
I remember on the AT&T pier, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Not too much, but go ahead.
There was like 60 foot of water at the end of this pier. There'd be 30 of us out there with rods and bobbers, and we'd catch some grass shrimp, and catch a spot fish, put a spot fish on a couple of hooks, 3 feet from the bobber, winging on out there. And look, at no time was there all bobbers floating. The blues came through there viciously. Okay. Now I'm thinking, well, the blues have the teeth. they're the biters, you know.
Right.
Fish, you can stick some in their mouth, right?
Right.
I thought the blues were chasing the rock, but I was absolutely wrong. The blues don't get as big as the rock. The rock
right.
run up behind them and swallowing them whole. What I've noticed when they put the ban on the rock and they raised the price of the fishing license and the registrations for the boats and everything, it paid off big time.
Yeah.
I never in my childhood saw gar as far up into Middle Branch Park when I was
right.
fishing with my son 20 years later.
Right.
Never. All right. I was standing on Ferry Bar and caught a red drum.
Yep.
I didn't even know what this fish was. I had a fellow came up. He says, "You know what that is?" I said, "No, sir. I have no idea." He said, "That there's a red drum."
Right.
I heard tale of people catching a bullnose dolphin at the end of the AT&T pier.
Okay.
I've seen the water really clear up. This the bans and the fees saved the bay. You remember that? Save the Bay?
Yeah, I do remember Save the Bay. That was Chesapeake. That's Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Now, here's the question I have, though. Here's the question I have.
Yeah.
All right. We are still being pounded by Save the Bay. Send us money. We haven't accomplished our goal. The bay is a C-minus or a D-plus or B-minus, whatever it is. There's never going to be a good report on the bay. It's always going to be somewhat on the negative side. Why?
You're right. You are
Why?
Absolutely right. Look, this is a very tough job to do. I mean, we got, we were talking about Conowingo and the dam and everything.
Yeah.
And the debris and stuff coming. Look, that's Pennsylvania. We can't do anything about Pennsylvania.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, they're trying to blame the Pennsylvania farmers along the Susquehanna for, you know, trying to do their best to raise a successful crop, and all their nutrients are washing down into the Chesapeake Bay, and that's the biggest problem. And there's no question that nutrients are a big problem, you know, nitrogen and phosphorus. But it's not necessarily because of the farmers and their runoff. It's all the gray water that goes into the bay from up and down, not only on both sides of the Chesapeake and from Pennsylvania and from the Susquehanna. And this is the gray water that gets, you know, it doesn't go through the sewage system. It doesn't get cleaned out. It just goes, and this is what comes out of your washing machine and your sink and your bathtub. This is where the soap and all that stuff that causes the nitrogen and the phosphorus to get into the bay. You know, they blame the farmers for everything.
No, you can't blame the farmers for everything, and that's nonsense. It's a common sense. You know how many factories and companies are
they need a bad they need a bad guy. They need a fall guy.
Well, that's the thing, all right? It's easier to pay a fine for dumping than it is to clean it up. And that's the issue. Stop fining these people, these industries, little money, pay a fine compared to get out there and clean it up and stop dumping it. Get rid of your waste legally. Quit dumping it into the rivers. We've always been doing it. I was telling you about the Inner Harbor when I was a kid. All right? Where do you think our toilets flushed into? They talk about swimming in the Inner Harbor. Are you that crazy? Okay? Are you, like, out of your mind? Allied Chemical. Look it up. Second worst capacity on the Eastern Seaboard.
You're getting a little excited.
But look, there's been a lot of great changes, and I've seen them.
Right.
When COVID hit, okay, people weren't out there fishing anymore. People weren't out there hunting anymore. People didn't. The state parks and everything were closed. We got black bear running around, and people were saying, "Where'd this bear come from?" Mother Nature had an opportunity to take a deep breath, and she very well did. And this year, It's going to be great fishing, great hunting, great everything. Our reservoir should be pouring over right now. We've had such amount of great rain. It's looking good to me. It's looking
all right.
Good.
Ed, let's leave it at that. Let's leave it on a good note.
All right,
buddy. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's talk to Joe in Baltimore. Morning, Joe. How are you? Joe, are you there? Thanks for holding on. I thought it was Joe.
It's Gary.
Gary. Okay, Gary, what's going on?
I'm good. I wanted to say I'll give my condolences to you, Alan, for the loss of your lovely wife.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I've lost both my parents. I'm 79. So both
right.
My parents are gone. I never met my four grandparents.
Right.
Five of nine siblings are gone. So
right.
So I know what it feels like. My condolences to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you or ask you a question. I think we're kind of close. I may be a little older than you. Does the name Diamond Jim Brady mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah. Diamond Jim Brady. Yeah, sure.
I remember when they had that contest, and I believe it was in the mid-50s, the fish that was put out, I don't know where, probably in Susquehanna or whatever, and they had a tag on it.
Yeah, Diamond Jim.
Fish, I think the prize was $10,000 then in
right.
The early mid-50s, would probably be like $50,000 or $60,000 today.
Absolutely, yeah.
Everybody was out trying to catch Diamond Jim Brady. And I remember listening to the radio one day when a gentleman who caught Diamond Jim Brady said he was out fishing all day. He started to pack up to go, but he said, I'll give it another half an hour. And in that half an hour, he caught the fish. That was a big contest, big, big, huge contest. So anyway, currently I'm planning to go fishing and maybe do a little hunting. I only went fishing, I think, once in my life, probably like 40 years ago.
Right.
On that day, it was very hot. I became mosquito bait.
Oh, yeah.
They were eating me alive. I got a fish hook in my thumb, and I didn't know how to take it out. You know, the double.
Yeah.
You can't pull it out. You can't push it or all that. I heard somebody a few weeks ago tell the story of how you get one out. But anyway.
That would have been me, maybe. That could have been me.
I'm going to take time. Excuse me?
That could have been me.
Yeah, you told the story. Yes.
Oh, okay. You said someone. I said that could have been me.
But, I understand. Yeah. So it happens. So, like I said, I'm at the point in my life where I say I want to take time to smell the roses, and I think I have a good idea of how it works. Fishing. It's not like when I was in the military in boot camp, they told us every day at 100 times, don't anticipate the command. So when I go fishing, I'm not going to anticipate catching the fish. I'm going to, put my hook out and just relax and enjoy.
Yep.
And, the scenery and the water, and that's it. I'm going to get a fish. You know what I'm saying? And if I get one, I get one. If I don't, I don't.
Well, you also have to go with a little confidence when you go out. You know, I'll never forget. Took my dad. I said, "You want to go fishing?" He goes, "Yeah." And this was every time. I said, "Where do you want to go? Lake Somerset?" "Yeah, let's go to Lake Somerset. Let's take the boat." Okay, we go out to Lake Somerset. On the way, invariably, "Yeah, well, we probably won't catch anything." I'm like, "Come on, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad, let's get a little more confidence in that."
Right. So, yeah, I understand.
But anyway.
It's the old, is it the glass half full or is it half empty,
Yeah, exactly.
And you're right. Being positive has a lot to do with it. Having confidence that you're going to do something or accomplish something helps towards the end of that goal. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
I've been listening for several years. First time I've called.
I appreciate that.
I do have a question. With the muzzleloaders, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't need a permit to purchase a muzzleloader. Is that correct?
That's correct. Walk in, walk out. No forms, no nothing.
Yes. And just offhand, I don't know if you can say that on the radio, ballpark. I guess I know the different price. What is the price range of a decent muzzleloader rifle?
$350 to $500 for a decent muzzleloader.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You have a great day. All right. There we go. 410. But if you call in during September, October, November, you could win a beautiful muzzleloader, a Wolf black stock stainless steel barrel, and a new Hawk scope on it. Hawk is donating the scopes for our promotion. How about that? And it's a, I don't know the model number offhand, but it's a muzzleloader shotgun straight wall scope. And the field test on that was just conducted, and it is online or in the pages of Maryland Hunting Quarterly, the very scope we are giving away. We got one. I had my firearms guy test it, and it performed admirably. So you'll have a really nice scope on your muzzleloader if you win it this year. 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Dale. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. You sure have a wide variety of callers this morning.
Yeah, no question. That's good.
Comment on Lee's observations at Conowingo, Alan.
Yeah.
Letting stuff through the spill gates has always been a point of contention. In fact, there were times when they weren't allowed to do it. And I don't know whether their permit has changed or not, but
right.
It's always been a quick and easy way for them to get rid of some of that debris.
Indeed.
So
I don't remember back years and years ago. I was still at the old studio. I mean the old studio on Music Fair Road, and I would mispronounce the word. You know, we'd be talking about storms, and I would say, you know, there's lots of debris in the bay. And I had a woman call and castigate me one day. That's not debris, that's debris. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. And, of course, the next week it would be debris again, so.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yep.
In terms
Flotsam
of,
and Jetsam.
Know, Lee mentioned the word gudgeon. There are actually
yes.
two species that, that people have referred to as gudgeon, as silvery minnow and a spot-tail shiner.
I said spot-tail.
Yeah,
yep.
you were... And you've seen them when we were hickory shad fishing, Alan.
We caught, well, yeah, we caught one.
Yeah.
When did we catch one? Yeah. So, yep.
That
exactly.
That could be very, very popular in the spring. People used to dip net them in locations
right.
and take them home and fry them whole.
Just kind of like an anchovy or a...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
What did we do that with? We did that with some fish that they used to catch why can't I say it? I'll think of it. But yeah, there's several species of fish that you can do that to. You just you don't even have to do anything. You just dump them into beer batter and fry them whole.
Well,
yeah,
I'm,
absolutely.
Alan, speaking of minnows, has the department ever gotten back to you on what they were going to do with the surface and the minnows in the spring?
Yeah. Yep.
What was finally decided?
What was finally decided was the only restriction that is going to be on that type of fishing is that if you are live lining targeting striped bass with live white perch or live spot.
Okay.
You know, and I think the size is 4 inches or something like that. But, I mean, it was just a whole big rigmarole over nothing because some cadets or some NRP guys got, you know, overexcited, you know.
Yeah, some of the young bucks wanted to...
Letter of the law type of thing.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, that's a simple way to do it, so that's good.
Yep, they did pick the simplest way, which was great, so...
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, maybe sometime this week...
Yeah, I'm pretty open this week, so we'll,
okay.
I'm not out with Lee, we'll get together for some coffee.
Okay, good. Alan, keep you safe.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You bet. See you now.
See ya. Yep. Bye-bye. All right. I think we'll take our next break right now. Good morning, Aaron. How about playing those commercials?
Cool Ice. That's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order, Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs, yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish, Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator, Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
How about that? All right, we are back. I am going to have to do a couple commercials here for Clyde's and Backyard Billy's, but I just got a nice little note from Rudy. And we did find that, Rudy, by the way, what you asked me about the other day. He said he's going to use some silver sides. He's going to try some silver sides. You can gut them and behead them and deep fry them like French fries. And the bones just melt away in the heat, no question. I was reaching for smelt. We got some out of Lake Raystown from somebody a while back, many moons ago, probably 30 years ago. And we did. We made a nice beer batter and deep fried those same way. And they turned out pretty good, as a matter of fact. Look at that. Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Yes, indeed. All right. I will reply to Tim after the show, but while there's nobody online, let me just tell you about Backyard Billy's. Look, you're coming down 50, or going up 50. Right there at the end of Kent Narrows is the location of Backyard Billy's. It's on Drummer Drive. It's right there at the exit. And you will look over and you'll see all these sheds and all these greenhouses and dog kennels and chicken coops and all this. There's like half a dozen gym sets out there. There's a pergola, at least one. There's a gazebo. There's a couple of hundred chairs out there, the Adirondack chairs. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. To really see what Backyard Billy's has and has for you, you need to go around, get off the exit, go on Drummer Drive, park in Billy's parking area there, and then walk through the grounds. It's going to take you an hour at least just to walk through. But if you stop and look at everything, it's like a day trip. It really is, because you're going to see so much stuff for your backyard. You're going to see so many tables and so many chairs and so many configurations, whether they're round or square or octagon or whatever. You're going to see Adirondack chairs in every color. There's Adirondack chairs with crabs on them and blue herons on them. And, I mean, right fit whatever decor you have in your backyard. You go inside, there's the barbecue grills for your deck or for your backyard. They've got Memphis stainless steel. They've got the Big Green Egg. They've got the Kamado Joe, which both of those are ceramic grill smokers. Then they've got the, did I mention Memphis is stainless steel? Yeah, then they've got the Traeger, which are just about sold out. You can get a great deal, half price on the Traegers, if you're looking for a pellet grill. You go behind the grills and you get into the fire department, the hearth department, and there's all the inserts and the freestanding stoves. If you go to the other side of the big inside building, there's a tremendous amount of furniture there, deck furniture, porch furniture, beach house furniture. You need to take a look. It's just a fantastic place. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That phone number, 410-827-4500, backyardbillys.com. Right off Route 50 at exit 44B Evans Avenue. Once again, 410-827-4500 for Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and Backyard Billy's, making your backyard fun again. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, I mentioned fish and tackle and crabbing supplies a couple times. I want to tell you that they are your full-line Browning dealer. They carry high-powered rifles by Browning, the X-Bolt, and the X-Bolt Hunter. The Medallion is the fancy one. The Hunter is the functional one. The A5, a semi-automatic autoloader shotgun, comes in anything from walnut to composite stock to camo pattern. The A5 Wicked Wing comes in vintage camo, the old Duck Hunter camo. And for shotgun sports, don't forget they've got the Satori, all the over and under models made by Satori. They are some really, really fine firearms. And Browning makes nothing but fine firearms. I'm blessed to own one. I have the old A-Bolt in a 300 Winchester Magnum, and that's, I've taken my bear and several deer with that, and if I ever go for a bigger game, that'll be the one I take. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That's 21227 Lansdowne, Halethorpe. Your full-line Browning dealer. They've been around since 1957. ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop.com is the phone number, is the website, I'm sorry. Phone number is 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. It's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. There we go. Any callers on the line there, Uncle Aaron? All right, go for it.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB. 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I was gotta wait for that guy to stop holding that note on his trumpet. Oh, mercy. Well, we're almost at the end of the show. We've got about a minute or two to go, and we just want to say thanks to everybody today. Mention our sponsors. You know, you've heard from our sponsors, and there's going to be more coming. And, you know, some will come and some will go. That's how it goes, and that's how it's gone for the last 36 years. But we are going to continue to support our sponsors, and we hope that you continue to support our sponsors. You know, it's important when you stop at one of these places like Clyde's or Backyard Billy's or, you know, Hunter's Seafood or Cool Ice or Madonna Seafood or either of the MilSpec truck liner dealers or Bel Air Gun Shop. I don't want to leave anybody out, but just mention to whoever is behind the counter to say, just say, tell the boss I heard about it on the radio show. And, you know, hopefully that message will get through. We have some great sponsors with great products. We know them all. I personally deal with all of them and, you know, buy from them. So that's it. Website is ellisoutdoors.com. You can hear the podcast there any time of the day. And I want to thank Aaron for doing a great job being a producer today. Busy day. So now get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord. See you next week.